So we're talking about the evils of goal setting, and all of you are here in this grad program with a goal, whether it be a health goal, or whether it be a business goal, or whether it be a relationship goal. You know, you've all got something that you absolutely want to achieve. The problem is that it always comes down to the same basic problem. One, you are not willing always to admit that you don't have a chakra for most of the things you want, okay? And so therefore you're dragging along all your failures day after day, week after week, month after month. And it's like, well, I never got over that, or I never did this, or I didn't get that, or, you know, and you know, or I didn't lose that weight, or I didn't get that relationship. And so now somehow, and now Reese says that I have to give that up forevermore. Okay, you know, if I, you know, and then it's like, but I don't want to, I want to, you know, I want to have a partner, or I want to lose that weight, or I think I should be able to, you know, start that business, or whatever it happens to be. And so we want to, I want you to think about your goals for this year. I mean, we're going into 2022. I highly recommend that you get the video of what I just did. I did 3 hours walking through with the questions and how you actually do it, and going at another angle than we do in school, just the inner and the outer goals, really how to figure out your profile in a deeper way. What's your profile mean? What does it feel like? And how do you set goals to feel that? Okay. And so the goal is always to increase your energy. So let's just break it down. If your goal is to do whatever it is, let's just go around. Liz, what's your goal?
My goal is to end a not great partnership and do it the way that I want it to be done.
Okay. And all right, so let's just, I won't even make comment yet. So okay. Liz is end bad relationship on my terms.
Well, not necessarily my terms, but I would like it to be a friendly breakup. So
yeah. Friendly. I really don't want to be with you anymore. Okay. So, and sometimes people understand that, and sometimes they don't get that. So that's a perfect goal, because if it's draining, the thing that drains you the most is the thing that you want to definitely challenge. Okay. Cindy, what's your goal?
Oh gosh. I guess just to feel my feelings more. I want to feel my energy more. I want to have more emotion. I feel like I'm lacking emotion. I feel like I'm kind of stone cold, and I just feel like, I just, you know, I want to feel good again. I want to feel warm. I want to feel loving. I just don't feel that way, I guess, right now.
Okay. That sounds good. That's a super good goal, especially if you're feeling disconnected and cold. All right, Lillian, what's your goal?
And I have a page full of goals, and I have such a difficult time choosing one, but I'm going to choose one at truly being present.
Lillian was on the call, so you should have all sorts of stuff, all sorts of ammunition. So what's your goal this time?
Being present.
Okay.
Among my other goals.
Okay, cool. All right, Mandy, what's yours?
So I guess I have a couple. Mine too is leaving a relationship finally. And I'd love to have it friendly as well, because I'm just not in love. Like, that's it. I don't hate you, I just don't love you, right?
Yep, okay.
And then the other one is just still creating more financial abundance. But Reese, I still don't get how you know whether you have a chakra for something or not. Because, like, are those goals for me? That, how do I know I don't have a chakra for that?
A chakra for leaving a bad relationship? I think we all have that.
All right. So, like, financial abundance.
We live in an infinite universe. There's no way we're not aligned with some kind of abundance. The trick is figuring out what kind of abundance you're aligned with. Some people are aligned with big cash payouts. Others are aligned with great friends. Others are aligned with connection with certain types of people, certain groups of people, like kindergarten people, kids, or helping with, you know, volunteering somewhere. You have to find that thing. So yes, we'll talk about how you know you have a chakra for something or not. Okay, we'll talk about that next. All right, so Nancy, what do you got?
My overarching goal is to feel the full spectrum, feel and be the full spectrum of me.
Wow. Okay. And you've been, Nancy has definitely been doing her homework between class. So we're going to use her as the poster child for what it means to do your work. We'll have Nancy, maybe you can share a little bit about how your goal has been working out so far, but let me finish with Lisa first and then we'll come back.
Okay.
Lisa, what's your goal?
Mine is play more again.
Play more. Okay. All right. So the basic elements of goal setting is, one, you have to decide on something. Two, you have to share with other people. So boom, boom, we just did it. Now you got to get specific. What are you going to do to achieve that goal? And here's the kicker. Let's see. Whatever you do, whatever you're trying to accomplish, has to make you happy, has to increase your energy. Okay? So we are going to use Nancy as an example here.
Yeah.
Okay? Because her goal is to feel the full spectrum of me. So that means that's also, sometimes that can be just like a totally fluff thing to say, just like, I just want to be me. I just want to love my life more. So the full, what does the full spectrum of you mean to you? Let's start with that.
Well, for one thing, it means I've had, for many, many years, I've had really blocked first and second chakras. So to unblock those chakras and get the energy moving in those places.
And how do you know they're blocked? Give us a first chakra blocks is blocked mostly like this. This is how I block the first chakra. This is how I betray it. This is how I do it. And this is how my second chakra has gotten blocked or forgotten or whatever. What are those two things?
Well, my first chakra, I have had such a huge problem grounding and just being in a body at all, and not floating in the stratosphere, literally, you know, like dissociating.
Yeah. Okay.
And so learning to ground.
Learning to be present. Lillian had the present one. Learning that things are going to happen here or they're not going to happen. Okay.
Right.
So then the second chakra, how was that shut down?
I had no connection with feelings, a lot of emotions, but very little in the way of sensations. And now the energy is starting to move and it's awesome.
Good. All right. So that's her goal, right? But what she's done for the goal is not actually that specifically. Okay. She found something that increased her energy. So it won't matter. Ever, I don't care how good a goal setter you are, you will never achieve your goal unless you increase your energy. Now, of course, I give you hundreds, okay, by the time you're a graduate, you have had hundreds of ways to increase your energy. And yet, when I ask graduates and students what their goals are, ending a bad relationship on my terms in a friendly way, ouch, that's just gonna be like, okay, that sounds like work, all right? That doesn't sound like I'm just gonna be laughing and having a great time. It's not gonna happen, okay. Cindy, I gotta feel my feelings. I gotta feel something. You know, I've been in a, because I'm disconnected and I wanna feel love again. And it's like, and so you're feeling to do that, you're going to have to attack your lack, right? If I attack my lack, that sounds like pain, right? It's like, oh my God, I'm already in pain.
Yeah, it's work. That's work.
I'm gonna tell myself, Jesus, get a feeling for Christ's sake. Okay, so it is, and these are all important things that you're gonna accomplish, but you gotta figure out how to get there. And then Lillian, how are you gonna be present? Because we all have brains, right? And anybody who tells you that I'm present is lying. We're in our brains 99% of the time. We're just in our brains. Nancy just owns it because she owns her CI, right? She's finally been like, okay, at least I realize I'm a CI. I'm out of my body. But everybody's out of their body. Everybody's in their brain all the time. How do you be present? How do you be present without? Because if your goal is to be present, Lillian, already on this call, you have been not present about 90% of it. Because as you think about Liz, and then you think about Cindy, and then you think about Mandy, and then you think about me and what I'm talking about, and then you go back to Tuesday with your, with what we just did on Tuesday with the goal setting, and your brain's like, you're not present at all. And so you can totally say, presence loser. And so that's also terrible, terrible work to do, okay? And it's not, and even though the goal is really the goal that you want. And Mandy, how about you? Okay, so yours is also ditch a bad relationship, okay? And you didn't say this, but you did say, I'm not in love, but you could actually set the goal to want to be in love. And then more financial abundance, okay? So basically ditching a bad relationship and more financial abundance, that seems like that could be some pain, okay? We got, you and Liz can get together and be like, we're so ditching our guys, fuck! You know, what do we gotta do with, how do we do that? So you can see the pattern here. Nancy actually is going to model for us in just a second what she's been doing to actually get toward her feeling the full spectrum of me. But again, full spectrum of me is just like being present, which is also the chances of Nancy having her first chakra actually here in the room all the time is very slim, okay? Super slim chance of that. So the chance of you being able to judge yourself for it, which is really all that you know, traditional goal setting is designed to be, is to make you a rule keeper on your life. And so you're never going to have fun again. You're just going to have to live up to your own expectation, which you will set the bar higher than you can actually reach at any one point. So it's a lifetime of sort of wanting and never quite achieving. But Nancy is going to, but that idea that I'm going to ground myself, and I'm going to, even though I have emotions and sensations, and I'm beginning to understand the difference, but you know, I want more of those sensation things. And so wanting it means the pain of experiencing of not having it. Okay. That's how it works inside the brain. Okay. As soon as you want it, it means your brain has already said, it's over there, I'm over here. It's not happening here. So I can't enjoy that right now. And that's that distance. And the brain also works in time and space, right? So somehow what I want isn't here. And especially if it's something nebulous, like being more present. Well, how do I do that, right? How do I get that thing I want that my brain's already told me is somewhere other than here? Okay, and this is sort of the key. So then the last one is Lisa wants to play more, which is really, really good. So, but again, that as good as that goal is, you need a specific thing that's going to allow you to use that as a vehicle. Now, with that in mind, because you can say play more, and then you can look back at your day to day. How much did you play today, Lisa?
I made plans to play tomorrow.
Wow. Okay, that's a good thing. That's
I'm going ice skating.
You're going what?
Ice skating.
Ice skating tomorrow. Perfect. Okay, so part of your play today was actually lining up ice skating for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay, nice. And so that took about 5 minutes of the day. So the rest of the day, how much, you know, your inner critic, which is what goal setting is all about, the knowledgeable achiever, or I should say the rule keeper, they're super good goal setters, and they'll tell you what great goal setters they are. I'm a super goal setter. I set goals. I achieve my goals. I'm a goal setting winner, right? And they're miserable because they are automatons to their checklist. But we know that it's this, in this present moment, this pregnant present moment that wants to give birth to something amazing rather than something that your brain thought of. That's what we're after here. So Nancy, now drum roll please. So Nancy, what have you been doing that is moving you toward your goal of feel the full spectrum of me?
Well, I have to say that my guides prompted this.
Hey. No passing the buck here, okay? Your guides.
How do I do this? And the idea dropped right in, you know?
Listen, our guides can make suggestion, but your energy decided to do it, right?
That's right. That's true. So I dressed up and went to a bar and sat there, and my husband came, and I pretended that I was a writer and he was a Boston detective, and we ended up flirting and going home together and leaving my car there, which was really fun.
and she got to scheme this thing out, right? She got to think this all the way through, and she's making this thing. So now she's literally enjoying her life. She's sensationalizing her life. She's making it real. Okay.
And I was in a store and I saw a bag that said naughty. It was a Christmas bag, you know, and it said naughty on it, like naughty and nice, but it was naughty. And so I bought it and I filled it up with all kinds of naughty things, including 101 great nights of sex. And it gives you all these scenarios to act out and have 101 great nights of sex.
That is awesome. And so now you got the bag of goodies, you got all this, and you've reestablished with your husband that this is a game. We can play it any way we want. Okay. And I want to play it like it's a game rather than it's like something serious. We have to get old together. We need to take care of each other. It's like, God, being an adult is just the stupidest thing that ever was created. So that's awesome. Now, Nancy, you forgot to share, and I don't want to tell stories out of school here, but what was the punchline? What happened when you got home?
Oh, we had awesome sex.
Where?
On the blanket on the living room floor in front of the fireplace.
There you go. Now we're talking. See, now this is what gets you toward your goal.
Yeah. You have to shake it up. You can't do the same old thing, for God's sakes.
You can't. You've got to. And so now that, just even if you can work out the scenario, you know, and maybe next time you come to the door with a clipboard and say, you know, I'm checking everybody's, do you have bed bugs? Let me come in and check for you. Whatever it is that you're doing, you know, whatever game you want to play, make it fun, make it a passion, make it like this is, I'm living again. So you can't accomplish the goal. Everybody had a beautiful goal here. These are all lovely goals. You're all very spiritually aligned, and those goals are spiritually aligned. But as long as you have to get the goal before you get the energy, you'll never get it. Okay? That's not how it works. You have to get the energy, then you can get the goal. Okay? And so how do you get the energy? Like I said, I've given you 100 ways, or you can come up with your own. I didn't give you that, you know, seduce your husband in a new way goal, but hell, I'm going to add it in there. Let's try that, right? If that's what works for you. So Janina, what was your goal?
You know, I'm still kind of working on the goal. I was thinking about a health goal and, you know, basically better physical fitness and stuff like that. So, yeah, I guess that's my goal.
Okay. Did you see how passionate she was about that? It seemed like she was having an orgasm right when she was saying that. Okay. Oh, God. I guess I could just punish myself at the gym some more. So, listen, I just came back from the gym. I after I'm done with, because I'm like, I'm getting ready for tonight, right? I got 4 hours of having to entertain the troops here, right? And find ways to be creative and alive and make sure that my energy's up and all of that stuff. So I went to the gym. And, you know, and at the gym, I always work out and I take a hot tub, which is like, that's happy for me. And I always meet incredibly interesting guys in the hot tub. And this time I met this guy. He's a pretty big guy. Okay. I get in the hot tub and he's standing in the hot tub and it's a big tub, right? This is like, I don't know why he's taking up like a third of the tub. He's this big. Okay. I mean, he's a big guy. And then, you know, we start conversation, blah, blah, blah. And he says like, yeah. And then he tells me he's going to Miami to meet with his buddy, who's a college diving coach. And then he lets slip that he's like, he was my teammate. I'm like, you were a diver. And he goes, yep, about 150 pounds lighter, but I was a diver. And he said, and then we, you know, talked about, he loves traveling to Europe. He was doing this. But anyway, so this is fun. This is where you got to figure out, where do you get your energy from? And then I went up and I worked out, right? And I did my thing and it's like torture until I get done. And I'm like, it feels so good to have done that. And so I built my energy up. So now I can share it here. I want to deliver a really nice opportunity for all of you to understand how to be you more, right? And so how do I do that? I try to be me more. So losing weight, getting more fit, eating better, all of you, these are just things that when you have more energy, you're going to naturally not want to eat junk food. Or when you do, you're going to do it because I so deserve this ice cream, right? I'm so going to enjoy this. I'm not going to eat this all the time, but boy, I'm going to have this right now because I just went out. I just had this, or I love the creme brulee or whatever it is that you decide to do. That's all good. It's the goal leads to more of you. And the easiest place to find you is finding something that makes you happy. So now we're going to go back through, starting with Liz. And now Liz, I want you to tell me what you're going to do to increase your energy that just like we were talking about this. I mean, it doesn't have to be anything, you know, I love Nancy's story because it's just a great story, but there's something that you can do right. You could wake up right now. You could shut off the video and you could go do something right now that you're just like, wow, I love that. I love doing that. What is it? So what are you going to do that makes you super happy?
That makes me super happy.
Energy. Somehow you want to increase your energy. If you're going to deal with ditching a relationship, you know, in a friendly way, that's going to take some energy, right?
Yeah. And I feel like I got that energy earlier this year. And now, kind of executing the plan kind of thing. And my energy actually came from a mix of anger and self-love. Like, I'm like, you know what? I don't have to put up with this. You know, like I don't have to, this is not the relationship I want. And
So let's talk about this in the goal perspective. Yeah. That's like a global, first of all, dropping a relationship that's like a big life, you know, yeah, you know, big thing. It's going to really change everything in your life. That's like a global goal. Okay. And when you decided to get out of that relationship, that does bring back a lot of global kind of energy. It's like all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, I didn't realize I was dragging this ball and chain around with me everywhere I was going. Just the way I'm thinking about him. I shouldn't be thinking that about him if I love him, if I want to be with him, if I want to, you know, so you got that. But I want you to think about, and this is what we talked about with the teachers. We had our meeting today, and Gerilyn, Gwen, and I were talking about this idea that, and Carolyn Mace, actually, I think this was an idea that she propagated at one point or another many, many years ago. The idea that every day you wake up and you have 100 units of energy that day, okay? And yes, if you're worried about having to, you know, figure out how to free Willy, that immediately drops your energy down. And then you worry about, oh, then I've got to go to work. And then I've got to, and you are very unconsciously giving 10 units here, 20 units there, 15 units there, 18 units there. And usually by noontime, you're down to like 5 units left. That's why people are like, oh my God, I need a nap. Okay, a nap can get you maybe 10 or 15 units back, but it doesn't get you the whole thing back. Okay, and so what I suggest is when you wake up in the morning, for everybody, if you can do this, and this is when I like to meditate. Marcel likes to meditate at night. She wakes up much happier in the morning. And then coffee makes her incredibly happy. But I find that I wake up in the morning and I have my 100 units. I give myself an extra 50 by meditating, okay, by doing some sort of an energetic ritual that even builds up more. Now, every day, I'm not just doing the global things like I have to figure out, you know, some bigger things around my business, around what's happening with the school and how we keep doing these sorts of things. You know, bigger sort of stuff. Where are we going to move to? Are we going to go back to Spain at some point? Are we going to do, those are big global things. But every day I wake up and I got all these little things that I got to do, and these situations and people and dealing with students. And I'm constantly, you know, students are constantly, you know, calling me up for a 15 minute phone call for whatever they're up for. And it's like, I want to be on for those. I want to be really sharp for that. So when you're thinking about your energy, I want you to think about it in a daily unit, especially when you're trying to accomplish a goal, because what you do today on your goal is what counts. So think about something that you can do literally daily that's not going to be a torture, right? It's not going to be wake up and saying, okay, I'm doing this because Reese told me to do it, right? It's like, that's not going to be any energy either. So what do you wake up and say, I would just love to what? And what can you do? What do you think you could do daily that would build your energy up?
I have to think about that. I mean, I'm doing some more self-care things. Like I got my own little tea set up and I'm really enjoying like having the different flavors of teas and things like that. And that kind of like gives me a little bit of energy, but it also gives me like, I'm taking care of myself instead of just grabbing something.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
For me, it's just time is my enemy every day, that between work and stuff. But I've been meditating at night and I go to sleep with the crystal bowls going. Like I know that calms me. And I do a lot of like daily reflection every night as I go to sleep. So,
okay.
I feel like those things I've incorporated pretty well, like 2 or 3 months.
Okay. Have you tried the morning and evening meditation?
Morning ones, I go right back to sleep. So I can't do that. But in the evening, I have done a few of the guides and a few just the crystal bowls and the, you know, sound.
Okay. All right. So maybe in the morning. So meditation is something that can charge you up more than sleep. Sleep's delta. You can get to much higher levels of consciousness in meditation. Maybe sit up, you know, and notice that you are dozing off. But at least if you sit up, you can get through the meditation. And I wanted to ask, just as a show of hands, how many of you can do the morning, have done the morning and evening meditation regularly?
Half and half.
Half and half sometimes? Okay. So interestingly, I talked with somebody, I think it was somebody in the third year, I guess, just recently, and they were like, well, I can't do that. I can't do the morning meditation because while I'm doing it, I'm feeling guilty that I won't do anything about it. I know I'm setting the goal. I know my goal should be in there, right? I know that this chakra should be doing that, but I already know I'm not going to do it. And so I can't do that meditation because I end up getting pissed at myself. And I'm like, okay. So clearly your chakras are saying, I'm not going to do that goal. So what goal will you do? So Liz will right now drink better tea. That's a nice thing, and that makes you happy. That makes you happy. That's going to be that'll give you a little boost. But there's more, right? There's more you know you can do, and you know you can get, you know, sit up and meditate or whatever. But when those meditations are perfect, if you realize that spiritual goal setting is the goal, right? So spiritual goal setting is, if I go through that morning process and I realize that I've hit four chakras where I can't see it happening at all, right? It's like not going to happen. It's a stupid goal. Because your energy is already telling you, you're not going to do that. But what will you do? Okay. And it may be that the goal is just to get through the damn meditation and just let the bowls, just each one just go, oh, I can now start resonating with each of these bowls. That's cool. And then that's my goal. So you set a goal that you can accomplish. So that's another piece of the goal setting, right? So it's like, it's make sure that your goal, so your goal doesn't have to be reasonable. You can totally have this, you know, being always omnipresent, you know, present in my life and, you know, loving all the time and open and all that stuff. But you can have that as a goal spiritually, but then you have to have the daily experience of it. And you realize, oh, and then at the end of the day, you go back and Lillian, you may do the end of the day and the end of the day is the review. And definitely Liz, it's better. The review is definitely better than the morning. It's better to review your day. You know, that's a real spiritual discipline. But the morning one is where you sort of prep yourself for, okay, now I'm energetically asking for more energy, more fun. I'll have more fun, you know, doing this, you know, and so bringing that to your work. And you can, you know, even if it's the goal is to say, everybody I talk to on work, I'm going to say, hey, I'm having a Darjeeling right now. Would you like to join me? Even if it's just, you know, whatever, you know, you make it fun. You make that sort of like, if it's going to be tea, it's going to be tea. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. Okay. And stuff that's happening for me is just my health. My energy is just generally low. So I'm trying to figure out how to get back to where I was. So, again,
we don't get to do that. We get to have low energy right now because you almost died, right? Right. Yeah. And you're coming back and you're like, oh shit, I should have my energy back by now. Maybe not, you know, maybe your body's telling you, maybe not. But so that 100% is this much now. So your 100% you get is this much. Okay. You know, maybe in a week it's going to be this much, but so you want to increase that a little bit. So how do you increase just a little bit more every day? And when your focus is on your energy, your goal setting is easy.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because it's like, I got the energy to do it. And then when you don't have the energy to do it, you don't kill yourself for not doing your goal. You just realize, I just don't have the energy to do that. And I can't. And so now my goal is just to build up some more energy again. And so learning to do that during the day, each day is good. All right. So Cindy, what are you going to do for your?
Reese, I want to just touch base and clarify one thing, because I think that there are going to be those hard things that do suck out the soul a little bit that we still have to get our way through. So raising the energy is the important key to unlock our success to that. it's not so much saying the taxes drain me, so I don't necessarily need to do them, or I'm not going to take care of my body because it is a challenge for it. So it's not that you are doling out a free pass to not do the hard things. You are just uploading the front wisdom of you are needing to put the proper fuel in the tank so that you can get the car moving through the door that you need, right? So I'm wanting to make sure that that's landing, that we don't get to, it may not serve us to just use, I don't have a shocker for that as an excuse to not do the hard thing. It's just now I know what I need to do before I execute this challenging thing.
Perfect. So just what I used an example earlier today, I'm setting up a member site, which will be good for everybody, students and non-students and everybody. And because I've got so much content from years and years and years and years and years of lectures and things like that. So I was like, that's so stupid not to have that available for people. I can tell you right now, I've only been doing this for 2 months. I am absolutely sure I don't have a tracker for that. Okay. I have already made it a mess. Okay. It's like my thinker has already made all sorts of stupid mistakes. And now we've got so many things loaded here, but they need to be loaded over there. And I should have thought of that ahead of time. And I should have been more organized. I should have, could have been more knowledgeable achiever. And then it would have worked. But I'm not. So when I have my energy up after my meditation, it doesn't mean I come in and say, I'm not going to do that. It still has to get done. But now I'm doing it consciously. I'm consciously saying, this is going to take 25% of my energy today. And it's probably going to take the next 2 hours or 3 hours of my time. But I consciously decide I'm going to spend the energy on that, not the kind of energy that would drain the entire day out by saying, this sucks, I can't stand it, why am I so bad at this, what's the matter with me? Then I'm dropping 80% of my energy right as the day starts. And I think that's what Gwen's saying. It's you build your energy up and then you distribute it on your terms. Okay. And, you know, and Lisa, for you playing more, of course, that's going to be, it's great. I'm going to go skating. I'm going to do this. I'm going to play more. So, and for me, I like being creative. So now it's totally a creative endeavor to do this thing. It's just, I just have to be really careful that I'm not judging it as having to be perfect. As long as I'm being creative in it, then I'm still at least maintaining and working within that 20 or 30% of energy I'm about to give that for the day. So Cindy, give me one thing you can do to increase your energy.
Well, I wanted to start reaching out to people more to increase my energy. I kind of wanted to also be more taking care of myself better is another big thing I want to start doing. I want to start cleaning more because cleaning kind of challenges me and, you know, stuff like that. So I know little by little every day, you know, lately I've been focusing on just cleaning up a little bit and moving stuff around, getting stuff reorganized better so I can flow more easily in my house. You know, in terms of making some financial changes and management changes and stuff like that, like I'm trying to, you know,
We don't have to go there.
Yeah.
That's not going to be any fun.
Right. So for more fun.
So reaching out and possibly getting rejected, cleaning the house and financial objectives. That sounds like pain again. So you have to think of, what do you like to do, Cindy? Do you like to dance? You like to dance around the house? You like to go out and play with friends? Go drop off, you know, just say, hey, I made cookies. Can you know, I just want to say hi and, you know, and whatever it is, or you text, like, you know, to your group here. This group is a group. There isn't one person in here. There isn't one person in here that doesn't need more interaction with people.
Yeah, so that's what I wanted to do is start kind of using this group to more or less, you know, fulfill goals, new goals, different goals, meet new people.
and go ice skating with them. And if you're live on the other planet, side of the planet, do it. So you ice skate on your pond, and each of you watch each other on the phone.
On the whatever phone. It
is, something, anything that's just easy.
Yeah, more video stuff maybe, or more. Yeah.
Increasing your energy. Think about being 3 years old, everybody. Mm-hmm. Finding something that increases your energy is easy. What would if you were a 3 year old in your apartment, you wouldn't worry about the dirt. You'd be like making a fort under the chair. Find something like that you enjoy doing. I love, you know, the meditation and the going and meeting Thoth or you know, any of these my guides and talking with them and then saying, you know, where are we going today? What are we doing today? And then, or doing a temple meditation, doing anything that is fun for you. I love that sort of stuff. So that's easy for me.
I like that, but it's more like I want to be focused more instead of being so flaky. Like, I don't really want to be out there socializing without a purpose.
So
just to socialize.
Cindy, if socializing without a purpose for you is fun, which, by the way, socializing with a purpose is called being a politician.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Right? It's totally ugly. It's one of the most hideous things humanity does. The only reason I'm in a relationship with you is because I got something I need from you. That's a politician. Yeah. Okay.
Well, how about creative business-wise though? Like creative.
Cindy, you're missing the point. You need to do something every day that's fun, that energizes you. And fun can be going to the gym and lifting weights if that's what you love to do. Be a power lifter. Do anything.
Yeah, that's like not my goal. My goal is really.
You're missing it, Cindy. Are you hearing me?
I do all that. I color.
All of these goals.
I walk. I do the gym. I do yoga. I do my sauna. I do lots of stuff.
Okay, and you have to start watching how much energy are you getting from those things, because those might be jobs too.
Mm-hmm.
And while you're doing them, you may be more spending time thinking about the goal you're not accomplishing than doing that. When you're gaining energy, there's nothing else in your life that's any more fun than that. And then as soon as you're done with that, then you have enough energy to actually focus on getting a job, making more money, you know, doing whatever it is. But your chances, this is a consciousness program.
Yeah.
If you were doing all those fun things and gaining energy from them, you wouldn't have any trouble achieving your goals.
Right. So I was
finding out if you don't actually give a shit about those goals, and that's why you've never done anything about them. And you need to pick goals that you actually give some shit about. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we're that's another student from another class. Okay. Lillian, what do you got? What are you gonna do for fun? Oh, you want to add something?
Cindy, I just want to share, you are flaky, and that is part of what makes you delicious. So having to not be you to connect with people is just a mask. So be a fun flake. You're a fabulous flake, girl. Don't judge it. That's a vow.
Yeah, it's not my vows or my goals or my missions. My mission is really community building, I think, at this point. Like going beyond just making myself happy. I want to make and share to make other people happy. That would make me happy.
Cindy, and you, I just want you to take a break. We're recording this. You can re-listen to this, okay? And listen to yourself arguing for your pain.
Yes. Okay.
Reese, I want to add something that I think will really help. What we're trying to do is we're trying to pre-pave the energy. So when you manifest something, if you're not in alignment with it vibrationally, it can't happen. And most of us aren't, otherwise we would have it already and we wouldn't be desiring it so strongly. And so all of the exercises we do to change and shift the energy is bringing it up so that it will line up with what we want to call in. So the whole millionaire mindset, you can't be a millionaire by just thinking it, but you can't also, you know, go out there and drive yourself into the ground and expect to get there either with the same energy that you have right now. So building it up to so that it's a match for what you're trying to attract means that you go out and play and have fun and forget about what goal you have, and all the right people and all the right opportunities and situations start showing up, and then you get to choose yes, no, this way, that way.
Yeah, that's the goal.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And so Cindy, you need to start watching, even in the fun things you do, how much of you is actually there doing it.
We're proud of it.
If you're already doing it and you're not getting the energy out of it, it's because you're still, most of your focus is still on the ball and chain you're dragging behind you. And this is true for everybody. So let's go real quick here. Lillian, we only have a couple minutes left here. So Lillian, what do you got what are you going to do to build the energy up?
Oh, okay. So I started doing this 2 weeks ago. I get on my rebounder.
Yeah.
But I do the meditation first early in the morning. So I get on my rebounder and I put on Pointer Sisters. I'm so excited. And I just go through it and I yell out affirmations. And I forgot that really gives me the energy.
Nice. Okay. Great example right there. Okay. And not with the expectation that I'm going to do this and then I'm going to go and do my goals. No, you're doing that because that's your life. And then your goals are something that after you're done with that, you're like, I might as well do some of those anyway. So that's really how it works. Okay, Mandy, what do you got?
Need to just commit, I think, to the daily meditation, or even like morning and night. I do feel way better when I can do that. You know, I go stretches of time and then get sidetracked. So I think really just doing that.
Daily meditations. That's a great, I do that. I do them all the time. I'm like, who is this guy that I'm listening to? But it doesn't matter. It's like, it's the whole concept of it, you know? And it's a really good way to wake up in the day and say, oh yeah, I got to get my soul, my life purpose, my seven chakras, all to agree on at least one thing before I stand up and walk through the day. And then at the end of the day, I got to go back and say, you did an awesome job. You know, we definitely can improve on that tomorrow, but this is all the good stuff I did. And this is where I know I went into defense. So that's really a good thing. Okay, Nancy, you're going to continue with the naughty and with the naughty bag, or what's your?
Yeah, I'm continuing to do that. Okay. One of the things that we started doing, my husband and I sit down on the couch, like next to each other, like usually like touching with maybe a cup of coffee, but we just sit there together for a little while. We have no agenda. We don't have the TV on. We're not watching the news. We're just sitting there and being together for a little bit to start the day. And my heart has started to open, which is amazing. I mean, I didn't even realize really that it was shut. But now I feel it opening and I...
That might be one of those crazy sensations that you're looking for. Yeah. Wow, heart-opening sensation.
The other thing I do every single morning is before I even get out of bed is I do a chakra balance on myself. Because it gets me into my body.
Yeah.
And I get up and I'm not there.
Yeah, bring your attention in there, into your energy, into your body, into your whatever it is, in your little toe. Just put your focus there. It's like, oh, that's a cool thing. Okay, Lisa, what about you? What are you going to do? And it looks like we lost Janina again.
I think I'm going to play music and dance.
Okay. Awesome. That's something that you really love to do?
I haven't done it, so I'm going to try it. Because I walk and I work out and I meditate. So I need to do something else.
And so why don't you... I'm watching The Witcher. The Witcher just came back out. I don't know if you watched The Witcher. Totally recommend The Witcher for everybody. And then you can like get a wiffle ball bat or something while you dance around, and then be the Witcher, and then you know kill the couch. You know while you're dancing, and it's like woo, woo, and then woo, woo, you know, and whatever. Play with it. Find some way that you love to do that, you know, whatever it is that you love to do. Roll around on the floor, do something fun, start trying out new things. If it's like, I got time to have fun, let's find some things that if I were four, what would I do right now? Just ask yourself that.
Yeah, and okay.
All right, awesome, awesome, awesome. So Janina seems to have dropped off, so we're gonna wrap up right now. You guys are rock stars. You know, if you can get the replay from Tuesday, totally recommend it. because it also has some exercises, which I'll do in, which I'll help you with in class. But it's like, it's a really nice, I do these things between classes so that I can support you and more. So we did the temple, we did the pineal gland awakening, and then we did a goal setting. That's a shitload of support. So use those things as resources for you, rather than as sort of like, I don't know what Reese is doing. Don't we do this in class already? No, I never do the same thing twice. I've never done one of these talks the same way twice. So you know, jump in there if you can and do that. And so everybody, the number one goal is going to be to find the thing that increases your energy the most. It doesn't matter what it is. It can be arguing with your mother. If that gets your dander up, it was like my mom, I got to go in 1 second here. When my mom decided that she was going to screw the people next door who were building a house, they were like a big construction company came in and she was just going to hold them to the nth degree. I swear she added 20 years to her life. She was so much happier. She loves to be a pain in the ass to people. And she couldn't have been more, I mean, she couldn't have been happier as to how much she was pushing, putting them through the ringer to build that goddamn house. And I'm telling you, you can find something like that. It doesn't have to be anything spiritual. It can be literally, I love a fight. So I'm going to start doing Taekwondo and I'm going to get in there. I'm going to punch someone in the nose every day, right? And whatever it is, you do it. Find a way, find out who you are and go for that. Okay? All right. You guys are rock stars.
Thank you.
Bye.
Happy New Year, everybody. Love you.
Thank you.